This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, just some final notes on tomorrow. We have our third stop. I can't believe it's stop number three already on the Fish Fry Friday tour. Fred is still in Japan, so he will not be there. Sue Thomas will be there. Jane's actually out tomorrow as well. Former Senator Lamping on the roundtable panel with State Rep Steve Butts and former State Rep Donna Behringer, who is on the ballot for St. Louis Comptroller. We'll have the roundtable at 3. Paul Hall on entertainment in Kusumano, hopefully still in Wichita. That's where he is right now for the Mizzou game. And Hank Lena in the 5 o'clock hour, who Sue introduced us to, and I think his lovely wife is going to join us as well. Hank became a naturalized citizen. It really is an amazing, inspirational story. So that's coming up tomorrow afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. Let's get to Scott Jennings here. He's always keeping him straight on CNN. We haven't chatted in a couple of weeks. Jennings, how are you?
I'm doing great. Ready for Major League Baseball season. Cautiously optimistic that we'll achieve a level of mediocrity that will thrill us both.
Well, I don't know what to expect, Scott. I really don't. And it's just, you know, I sent you guys this confidence rating last week where, you know, you look at where the fan confidence was in a good season. It was like 70% two seasons ago, 44% last season. And we're down to like 11%. And then the power rankings came out and we cracked the top 25 in the Athletic. We're number 24. But there really is, you know, and you've been around St. Louis enough, there is just no sense of optimism here. And, you know, that gives you an opportunity to overachieve, perhaps, but I'm nervous.
I'm looking for something fun. I mean, you know, I want to watch the game and I want to watch the team and I want the team to do something fun. The most fun thing we have going is Victor Scott. And so we'll see, you know, we'll see how much fun they let him have. I mean, he's had the electric spring. He's the most electric player on the roster right now. So hopefully the fans will get a little bit of fun out of Victor anyway.
Hey, the Cubs are already in last place, right? We got to take the wins where we can get them.
And I have to tell you, I sent a text message to David Axelrod, noted CNN contributor and big Cubs fan, with a screenshot of the current standings, just to let him know they're already two games back of the Redbirds, and so.
Well, that's good. We'll see how this all turns out. Look, I looked at that April schedule, too, and not that anything is easy, but I don't think they're going to have it easy here in the first month, but we're going to keep our hopes alive. Are you, by the way, are you a college basketball guy at all? You following this? Your Cardinals went down today. Louisville didn't look very good.
Yes, I've been following it. I think the NCAA should be deported to the prison in El Salvador for what they did to the Cardinals with their eighth seed. I mean, they were the 10th team in the AP. Now, we did lose to Creighton today, but honestly, Louisville got hosed.
They did.
And I'm salty about it.
Yeah.
Now, you still got to go out and play, which they didn't do today. But yeah, I'm following it.
Yeah, I think they kind of got jacked on that for sure. My Mizzou Tigers play tonight, Jennings, and I'm very nervous about it because this team they play, Drake, is like all the buzz with everyone picking upsets. So I get so nervous and emotionally connected to these things, I'm not even sure I can watch tonight. It's terrible.
I've given a lot of deference in my bracket to the SEC. I've picked Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee, I think, all to make it. and I've got an all SEC final. So I think the SEC was the gauntlet this year, and there's a bunch of teams in there that could win it. Florida is also excellent.
Oh, they're good. They're really good.
Yeah.
I think Bruce Pearl might get his championship this year. We'll see what happens with Auburn. All right, let's talk. Scott, there's a lot of stuff that stuns me out there, maybe on both sides of the political aisle, but this cheerleading for violence against Tesla cars when it makes zero sense at all is even a little shocking to me. And it's being, it's not only that it's happening, but it's being cheered on by like Jimmy Kimmel and other people like that right now.
Yeah, it's shocking to me what Kimmel is doing. I gave a speech actually last night in Topeka, Kansas, to the Kansas Chamber of Commerce. I gave a long speech about free speech and censorship and intimidation in our politics. And I have a long passage in there, and I've inserted Kimmel into it. What he is doing in his monologues is nothing short of delivering marching orders to his people. And he is saying, go out and do this. This is what they deserve. This is how you take your country back, by committing violence. And I just can't believe that ABC is going to let this continue, because listen to what he is doing.
Oh,
and the crowd can't get enough of it. They're cheering, they're hooping, they're hollering. Same thing on The Daily Show last night. You've got media figures using their positions on media outlets to whip up domestic terrorism, and it needs to stop.
I was trying to think of the analogy. I mean, what would happen if Gutfeld on Fox or Scott Jennings on CNN started cheerleading something that was happening like that on the other side? And especially when it just makes, like I said, zero sense. What good does it do to light a car on fire or damage it or paint it when you don't like the politics of the guy who owns the company?
Well, I said on CNN the other night when this was all kind of starting, I said, look, you're out here keying a Tesla or vandalizing a Tesla. Most of these cars are owned by Democrats. They're owned by your own people.
Exactly.
I mean, it hasn't been that long ago that Democrats were championing Tesla and electric cars and electric vehicle mandates and so on. And now you're out here. I mean, these videos of these unhinged people that are keying these cars, I mean, these people have lost their minds. But the politics of the people driving the Teslas, most likely, Democrats. And so it's just madness. It's absolute madness. And then on top of that, you've got these political figures like Tim Walz.
Yeah.
And others cheering for Tesla, a publicly traded American company with 80,000 American workers, in which the state of Minnesota owns like 1.6 million shares.
Yes.
To fail. He wants it. And I.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I said the other day, when Democrats lose elections, they lose their minds. And it doesn't appear to me they're in any danger of finding them anytime soon.
I have not seen you this week on that topic. Have you had people on the CNN panel sort of defending that?
Well, I was on with a lady the other night, Neera Tanden. It worked in the Biden White House. And, of course, here's the way the sentence goes. Oh, I would never condone violence, but you can really understand why people are mad.
Well, okay, it's just
ignore everything before the but, essentially, is what you should do.
Well, along those lines, you just kind of reminded me of this. I mentioned it earlier, but there's a really good column in the Free Press this morning by Olivia Rheingold on It's called Inside the Cult of Luigi Mangione. It's the same thing. These are people, and this is how she describes it. A Columbia grad, maybe that shouldn't surprise us, a cashier from Utah, and a Lockheed Martin engineer have one thing in common. They believe the alleged killer is a progressive American hero. So, and again, yeah, you know, let's not forget, Jimmy Kimmel was a guy that was cheering that on as well.
If Hamas or ISIS or any other iteration of foreign terrorists were in the country targeting a senior White House official, the way Elon Musk is being targeted, or cheering on a mass murderer, or you know, someone who committed a high-profile murder, we would be going bananas.
Yes.
In this country.
Yeah.
Instead, for domestic terrorism, we are cheering it on. And I'm begging people from my perch, there is no difference. Whether this is a foreign terrorist or a domestic terrorist, these people are committing violence against Americans, and people are cheering on and wishing for more violence and hoping for more death and mayhem. This Elon Musk business, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get hurt. And when they do, a lot of these people who are cheering this on are going to have more than egg on their face. They're going to have blood on their hands. I pray that no one gets hurt, but I'm just afraid that's where we're headed.
Scott Jennings is back with us. Where are you currently on all this stuff with Mahmoud, who has been put into detention because of his terrorist feelings and love of Hamas? You have a couple other cases out there. The administration seems to be pushing the envelope here on the constitutionality questions. I think that, you know, Mahmoud, in particular, Khalil in particular, there's good reason to boot him out of the country. But obviously, you even have some people on the right that are, you know, expressing a little concern here with the constitutional questions.
Mm-hmm. Where I come down is this person a United States citizen, yes or no? In this case, the answer is no. He's a guest in our country. Therefore, it's my opinion, the government should be able to decide, should you continue to be a guest in our country? Is it good for our country for you to be here? Is there any benefit for your being here? Do you present any risks? And it's obvious to me, given his role in fomenting violence and holding people against their will and terrorizing other students at Columbia and in other colleges, it's obvious to me there's no benefit to our country for this person being here. He probably should never have been admitted in the first place. And I think Marco Rubio is dead right. You're a guest. And when we decide that you've overstayed your welcome or that you shouldn't be here anymore, you're going home. And not only should he be deported, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other people who've been admitted to this country in various status that need to be booted right out of here. And he is the first one. I know, you know, the administration has been a little all over the place with their explanations. It's not a speech issue. It's an immigration issue. You're a guest. Are you of a benefit to the United States, and are you a risk? Marco Rubio has clearly articulated in his capacity as Secretary of State, this person's a risk. He's detrimental to U.S. foreign policy. He's got to go.
And the other side is holding rallies for the terrorist lover. Some of this stuff just defies any common sense at all.
Watching the Democrats die on all these hills, whether it's this Khalil Hill or whether it's the hill of these Tren de Aragua terrorists we're trying to send out of the country, Democrats cannot. They need to take a deep breath and say, what are we doing and what are we defending? And they say, well, it's the process. It's this, it's that. You know, and they deserve due process, and we need to leave them here until they can go to court. Think about what you're saying. These people are not U.S. citizens, and you are wanting to turn our country upside down and bend over backwards for people who are not citizens. And they range from people who have fomented pro-Hamas sentiments on college campuses, terrorizing Jewish kids, all the way to people who are in a transnational terrorist organization. And the argument is the same. Oh, you know, this is the United States. We have to do everything we can for these people. And I think the American people are sick of that attitude. They want to know, what are you doing for U.S. citizens? Why are you doing so much for these people who are clearly of no benefit or of negative consequence to this country? People are sick of it.
Absolutely, they're sick of it. Scott Jennings, thank you so much. Hey, by the way, when you were in Kansas last night, was that just like a little speaking tour thing or something different?
Yeah, I'm getting invited to do some speeches out there in the country. The Kansas Chamber had me keynote their annual dinner, and I've been giving a speech lately about the need to defend free speech and Western democracy, and that's why I've been so sensitive on this Khalil matter.
Yeah.
Because Democrats are arguing it's a free speech issue, and I'm arguing, no, it's not. It's an immigration issue, and, you know, you're free to speak. When you're in the United States, you're free to speak, but there are consequences to your actions when you are not a citizen. He is a guest here, and I'm more than happy for him to go back to Syria and say anything he wants to. And I would invite him to do so. I think that'd be a great place for him to exercise free speech.
Do you think that Mark Reardon, your good buddy here in St. Louis and 97.1 FM Talk, could put something together that might be on a little bit of a discounted budget if Scott Jennings comes to see a Cardinals game and we can get some audience members together? Because that would be kind of fun.
I think that would be outstanding. I would love to do an in-person thing with you. And I would, and in St. Louis with our fellow Cardinals fans and talk politics and talk baseball, sign me up, brother.
Yeah, we're going to have to put that together for sure. All right, Jennings, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. And we'll see what happens with baseball. Next time we talk, we'll probably be off and running on this season.
Love it, Mark. Thanks, pal.